Come here, horse.
I am your servant, Aslan.
Would you like to be a winged horse?
If you wish, Aslan. If you really mean it. Well, I don't know why it should be me. I'm not a very clever horse.
Be winged!
Be the father of all flying horses. From now on, your name is Fledge.
Well now, good heavens, look at that. He flies.
Is it good, Fledge?
Oh, it is very good, Aslan.
Will you carry this little son of Adam on your back to the mountain valley I spoke of?
What? Now? At once? Hurrah! Come on, little one. I've had things like you on my back before. Long, long ago, when there were green fields and sugar.
What are the two daughters of Eve whispering about?
What? Oh, sorry.
If you please, sir, I think the little girl would love to go too, if it weren't no trouble.
What does Fledge say about that?
Oh, I don't mind too. Not when they're little ones. Oh, I hope the elephant doesn't want to come as well.
I'll help you up. Diggory, up you go.
Thank you.
Right, now you, Polly. Come on, Polly.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Stop that. There you go, Strawberry. Fledge, you're off.
And do not fly too high. Do not try to go over the tops of the great ice mountains. Look out for the valleys, the green places, and fly through them. There will always be a way through. And now be gone with my blessing.
Oh, Fledge, this is fun. Hold on to me tight, Polly.
I will. Don't you worry.
Away we go!
Look at the mountains. There's a gap through there.
Yes,
but look ahead, the waterfall!
We'll have to do a bit of zigzagging here. Hold on tight! Whoa!
I say, look back! Look behind us! The entire Valley of Narnia! It's so beautiful!
I wish we had someone to tell us what all those places are.
I don't suppose they're anywhere yet. I mean, there's no one there, and nothing happening. The world only began today.
But people will get there, and then they'll have histories.
Well, it's a jolly good thing they haven't now, because nobody can be made to learn it. Battles and dates and all that rot. It's cold up here.
My wings are starting to ache. There's no sign of the valley with the lake in it, like what Aslan said. What about going down and looking for a decent spot to spend the night in? We shan't reach that place tonight.
Yes, and surely it's about time for supper.
We'll land then.
Oh, I am hungry. So am I.
Oh, plenty of grass around. Help yourselves. Oh, come on, don't be shy. There's plenty for us all.
But we can't eat grass.
Oh, there, I don't know quite what you'll do. It's very good grass, too.
Well, I do think someone would have arranged about our meals.
Oh, I'm sure Aslan would have if you'd asked him.
Wouldn't he know without being asked?
No doubt he would. But I've a sovereign idea. He likes to be asked.
But what on earth are we going to do?
I'm sure I don't know.
I have an idea. Polly, why don't you use the ring to go home and get something to eat there?
But what about you?
I'll wait here. You can bring something back for me to eat.
But what if I can't get back? What if something goes wrong?
Oh, then at least you'll be home again. No, I won't go without you. That's jolly decent of you. I say, I've still got the remains of that bag of toffee in my pocket. It'll be better than nothing.
A lot better. But be careful to get your hand into your pocket without touching your ring.
There. I count 9 of them.
4 each?
What about the one left over?
Let's plant it and see if we can grow a toffee tree.
Good idea.
So they dibbled a small hole in the turf and buried the piece of toffee.
Oh, there we are.
Then they ate the other pieces, making them last as long as they could. When Fledge had quite finished his own excellent supper, he lay down. The children came and sat one on each side of him, leaning against his warm body, and when he'd spread a wing over each, they were really quite snug. As the bright stars of the new world came out, they talked over everything. At one point, they thought they heard something in the wood and got up to look around for the source of the noise. Finding nothing, they lay down again and were soon asleep. The next morning, Diggory and Polly were excited to find that the piece of toffee had grown into a tree. Its leaves were whitish and rather papery, and it was loaded with little brown fruits that looked rather like dates. The fruit was delicious, not exactly like toffee, softer for one thing, and juicy, but like fruit which reminded one of toffee. Fledge tried some, but said he preferred grass at that hour of the morning. Then, with some difficulty, the children got on his back, and the second journey began. It was a wonderful ride. The big snowy mountains rose above them in every direction. The valleys far beneath them were so green, and all the streams which tumbled down from the glaciers into the main river were so blue that it was like flying over gigantic pieces of jewelry. Quite soon they were sniffing the air for a heavenly smell, warm and golden, as if from all the most delicious fruits and flowers of the world was coming up to them from somewhere ahead.
It's coming from that valley with the lake in it.
So it is. And look, there's a green hill at the far end of the lake. And look how blue the water is. It must be the place.
And it was.
Oh. Now all we have to do is walk up to the top of that hill. Will you be all right, Fledge? It won't be an easy climb.
I'll use my wings to help balance me. Go on.
All round the very top of the hill ran a high wall of green turf. Inside the wall, trees were growing. Their branches hung out over the wall. Their leaves showed not only green, but also blue and silver when the wind stirred them. When the travellers reached the top, they walked nearly all the way around it, outside the green wall, before they found the gates. High gates of gold, fast shut, facing due east. Written on the gold, with silver letters, were the words...
Come in by the gold gates, or not at all. Take of my fruit for others, or forbear. For those who steal, or those who climb my wall, shall find their heart's desire, and find despair. What do you think it means?
Take of my fruit for others.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. It means I mustn't eat any myself, I suppose. I don't know what all that jaw in the last line is about, though. Come in by the gold gates. Well, who'd want to climb a wall if he could get in by a gate?
If one can get the gates open.
This is obviously a very private place. I think only those who are invited may go in.
We'll wait out here, then.
Yes.
All right. But how am I supposed to open the gates?
Perhaps you should try touching them.
You mean, like this? Oh, I say. Well done, Polly.